Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the Whippy. The Whippy.
Welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We will do anything and everything to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So if you're angry and want the truth exposed, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I'm your host, Louis B. It takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today, I'm going to be talking about the racism of pride. Yes, it is June, Gay Pride Month. But before I get into that, I want to cover some stuff. Spreaker has changed certain things. And the reason why this is a podcast and I haven't done a live show is because I'm still trying to find an effective way to broadcast live without using Spreaker's online broadcasting software. They don't have a software that's compatible with Ubuntu yet. And the software I was using is way too fucking buggy for me to figure out. And I need to put out an episode for you guys because it's going to be 2 weeks without an episode. So I just figured I just record an episode for you guys and hopefully this works. Hopefully I'll figure it out. I'm still doing some tests. If you guys have any suggestions, feel free and send it to crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. That's crotchshotradio@yahoo.com. Or you guys could send me a message via Facebook, facebook.com/ Louis B Comedy or on my Instagram at Louis B One. I know the kids are using the Instagrams now. Apparently, that's where it's at. So, yeah. If you guys follow me, you probably know that I posted a picture on my Instagram and everywhere else, actually. Me wearing a straight pride shirt. I bought that as a way to troll, let me get into news first. I don't know if I discussed this on my on the show lately, but your boy almost killed somebody at his job. Somebody decided to put their one of my coworkers decided to put their hands on me, and didn't turn out well for him. You know, long story short, people are kind of scared of me because they didn't expect that type of rage. You know, it's just amazing how people treat other people with disrespect when they think they could get over. Oh goodness, it still friggin' pisses me off when I think about it. Just thinking about it. Yeah, what happened was on my way to work, once I got into the office, you know, I'm getting my stuff together so that way I could, get to work. And guy comes in, he's like, oh, that's my chair. There are no assigned chairs. The chair was open, no one was sitting there. And I'm like, look, just give me a few minutes. I'm gonna be gone. And plus, it's the end of your shift. You're leaving. He's like, come on, man, hurry up. I want that seat. And you know, he kept grabbing my bag, trying to throw it on the floor. I grab it back, and this goes on for one more time. And then the third time, he shoves me. I fucking snapped. It's like the one thing you do, you don't put your fucking hands on me. You could curse me out, you know. That's like, my line is once you get physical with me, like, I lose all my fucking control and I freaking choke you the fuck out. I had lifted him up. Apparently, I was the only one that got in trouble because they didn't see him do shit or they just ignored him. I'm surprised I still have a job, but it was like enough's enough. The fuck is enough. You know, I had some witnesses there, so I'm looking for another job. I'm just aggravated now. Let's get to some news. Apparently, look, I had an argument today online about abortion, and I've done an entire 360 on my stance. I think it should be illegal. It's not fair for the unborn child, and honestly, where I don't care what anyone believes, at the time of conception, that's a life. It's not a clump of cells. I can't. It's just, especially when you look at how the procedure goes, and when you really look at the statistics of, you know, of rape and incest and the pregnancy that occurs from it, and you know. I'm sorry. I mean, look, at the very most, there should be a provision for that. But if you are irresponsible and you can't, oh, I can't have this baby, then why are you having sex? Why are you not protecting yourself? I mean, if it's consensual, when it's consensual and you freaking get pregnant, I'm sorry, boo-boo. You got to deal with the fucking consequences. I can't take care of this baby. Then wear a condom. There are over 30 forms of birth control. Make him wear a condom. If you don't, tell him you can't have sex. If he does, oh, well, you got, you know, you freaking kick his ass and call the cops and have him arrested for rape. But in the year 2019, there shouldn't be no oopsie babies. I'm sorry. Oops, I'm pregnant. That's fucking little kid shit. Anyways, there was a 13-year-old girl, in her recent city council meeting. Addison Woolsey, 13, spoke during a June 4th Raleigh, North Carolina City Council meeting at the point of having to raise her voice over jeers from the audience. The Charlotte Observer reports, some of whom took issue with her recalling past injustices against African Americans. She was speaking out against abortion, and she compared it to slavery, how the slaves were treated. Because, like, hold on, let me play this clip.
Hi, I live at 2904 Creek Moss Avenue, and my name is Addison Woosley. I strongly believe that abortion is murder. I also believe murder is wrong. So I'm here to ask you to make abortion illegal in Raleigh. Abortion should be illegal because it's murder. The definition of murder is the killing of one human being by another without justification and often with attended malice. When mothers choose to slaughter their innocent babies, they already have fingerprints, noses, they can recognize their mom's voice, they can hiccup, and their heart is beating. On ultrasounds, the baby tries to move away from the disturbing instruments they use to kill the baby. The baby's mouth opens wide in a scream when being killed. These babies are alive. They feel being killed. It hurts them, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's no way around it. Abortion is murder. So why is it? If an infant is destroyed before birth, there's no problem. But if killed after birth, it's considered a brutal murder. These babies aren't its or fetuses. They are human beings, and they deserve to get the same human rights as any other person.
Mm-hmm.
As good old Dr. Seuss said, a person's a person no matter how small. But every single day, 125,000 small people are being slaughtered in America. Just in America, an abortion is performed every 25 seconds. Regardless of age, race, or size, people should be protected. We need to stand up and protect the babies. Another big reason abortion is wrong is that God says it's wrong. It's only by His grace your mother didn't abort you, because if she did, you wouldn't be sitting here today. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart." God says babies are alive in the womb. Some people say that abortion should be the mom's choice. It's her body. But what about the baby's choice? The baby's body is in the mom's body. Abortion reminds me of slavery. Owners said that their slaves were their property and they could do whatever they wanted with them. How moms say about their babies. My hope is that in a few years, we'll look back at abortion and think, that was so cruel. I can't believe we did that. Just how we all look back at slavery. The question is, who will you be? The slave owner? The man nailing the whites only sign on the water fountain? Rosa Parks or Abraham Lincoln? Who are you going to be? Make a choice. My choice is made. I'm here today standing up for what's right. I'm here today speaking for those who can't speak for themselves. Are you choosing to be like the plantation worker flogging the little black child? Or are you going to protest even if it costs your life like Martin Luther King Jr.? Who are you going to be? If you think abortion should be illegal, would you please stand up? We need to change the law to change the...
Order.
If you think abortion should be illegal, would you please stand up? We need to change the law to change the world, so let's stand up and do it. Thank you.
Order.
You know what? These fucking black bitches, I'm sorry, and you could tell that they're black, you know, they're like, how dare you, first of all, the point the little girl was trying to make is, you know, we all know that slavery was disgusting. Slavery was repugnant. It was an evil institution. And we all look back on it now. What she's saying is, we're going to look back on abortion and we're going to see it as what it is. It was disgusting. It was evil. It was, in fact, I mean, abortion is a racist institution. When it comes to the point of Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, you know, it was instituted so that way they could kill black children. But then they want to shout down this little girl, like, how dare you speak on black issues? You know what? No. Don't use the fucking, you can't use the fucking race card. Because she's making the point that slavery was, and well, still is, a fucked up institution. So is abortion. Abortion is a fucked up institution.
Inappropriate.
Or everyone.
She wasn't speaking for fucking black people. She was making a historical reference. Like, I hate when these fucking leftists, you know, ignore nuance, ignore, you know, the actual argument being made and something being used as an example. They're like, oh, that's racist. They latch on to that. It's lazy. It is lazy.
Y'all, please. Sir, please sit down.
We're victims. We're victims.
Y'all, please. Order.
Oh, they're calling the little girl racist.
Y'all, I need order. Y'all, excuse me. Excuse me, y'all.
God, shut the fuck up. All right. So basically, she spoke truth to stupidity. Like, I can't. Like, I totally agree with this little girl. From the mouths of babes. That's a biblical reference. Honestly, and then more protection of children. Shout outs to India. India rules sex with child bride is always rape in a massive win for girls' rights. Yes, I totally agree. Why here in the U.S., why is it so behind? Because in certain states, you can marry a girl at 12. As long as the parents give consent. No. To my balls. It's a landmark change in India's marital rape laws. India's top court has ruled that sex with a child is always rape, quashing a clause that allowed men to have sex with their underage girls if they were married to them. The Supreme Court's landmark decision on Wednesday closed a legal loophole that has historically allowed perpetrators of rape to escape punishment. While the age of consent in India is 18, there was a clause in India's rape laws that lowered the age of consent to 15 if the girl was married. But the court has now ruled that that clause is discriminatory, capricious, and arbitrary, and violates the bodily integrity of the girl child. This is a landmark judgment that corrects a historical wrong against girls. Vikram, I can't even pronounce the last name, the founder of campaign group Independent Thought, told the BBC, "How could marriage be used as a criteria to discriminate against girls?" Well, look, first of all, it's disgusting to begin with. I mean, you think these girls have a choice? It's like, I mean, it goes with the previous story with abortion. No. These little girls cannot. I mean, hell, I'll even go as far as 15-year-old, 16, 17-year-old girls. They can't consent to shit because, I'm sorry. I mean, even if they're like, yeah, I want to have sex with a 40-year-old man, they're idiots. Children at that young age are idiots. And if a man finds a child that young attractive, he is a monster. And he needs to be killed. It is disgusting. It is obscene. Stop messing with children. And see, I'm consistent because when gay people have these little kids, which I'm going to go into more later, we have these little kids dancing in drag and whatnot, doing stripper moves and giving dollars to them, stuffing it down their shorts and shit. You know. No, it's fucking disgusting. I don't know why they do that shit. But good on India. In fact, hold on, I want to play this quick clip just to clean our palate to the next agenda.
Hey, how are things going today? You got anything to say about Trump today? I triggered him. He's been triggered. But I'll leave. Trump 2020. Trump 2020.
Trump 2020. I don't know if you guys heard, remembered, a couple weeks ago, there was some tranny attacked a Trump supporter, and tried to grab his Keep America Great, his pro-Trump Keep America Great sign. And, apparently the way it's being reported is Pose star India Moore attacked by Trump supporter after grabbing his Keep America. First of all, no, you can't just take someone's fucking property because you don't like what they fucking say. That's like how that blue-haired girl that I had on this show took Edelau. I had her on this show, and she tried to say that one of the Proud Boys attacked her. When I freaking looked into it and found out what the fuck happened, it turned out she tried to steal a sign from us, and she got her arm twisted so that way she wouldn't run off with someone's fucking property. No, you can't just take someone's property and nothing's going to happen to you. He is lucky that she didn't get her fucking ass fucking caved in. And then you, in the video, you see, you see like all these fucking white knights jumping to her defense. She is hitting him and all that. Shoot. Lucky it wasn't me. Bitch is lucky it wasn't me. Because if I would have known you're a tranny, oh, you could take a punch, bitch. You could be able to take a hit. Like, don't give me that shit. Trying to take the sign. Who the fuck you think you are? I'm really tired of this fucking attitude where you could think, oh, well, I don't agree with him. I'm going to put my hands on him. God, you know, I mean, the more that this shit pisses me off, the but yeah. Anyways, I'm gonna take a quick break. I'm gonna play a song. What am I gonna play for you guys? Oh man. Okay, what are we gonna get? What we got for yous? What we got for that ass? That ass. Let's see. Ah, fuck it. We're gonna play some Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Mm-hmm. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Section 8 Cartel with their song Schizoid on the Crotch Shot Radio Show. So, all right, so we are talking about the racism of gay pride. Yes, gay pride is racist as fuck. I'm sorry. I mean, it's I hate to be homophobic, but I'm going to discuss this. So, here, first article here. Before I get to my article that I wrote, DC Dyke March bans Israeli and Jewish pride symbols to refuse entry to marchers carrying Star of David flag. Yeah, they kept people from who were Jewish from marching in there because they want to show solidarity with Palestinians. The same part of the same Muslim religion that would throw them off buildings and kill them, despite Israel being pro-gay, the most pro-gay country in the Middle East, the most accepting of homosexuals in the Middle East. But they want to side with people because they're like, oh my goodness, they're oppressive. I'm sorry. If there was a country that supported Puerto Rico, I wouldn't give a flying fuck it, whatever they were doing. It's like, okay, they're cool with me, fine. That other shit, I might not agree with. I don't know. Like, most Americans don't even understand the whole Palestinian Israeli conflict. They just choose sides because they want to be cool. They want to be down. They want to be fucking bunch of virtual signalers. But anyways, let me go back. Let me read the article. The DC Dyke March announced the policy last week, telling potential attendees of the event, billed as an all-inclusive celebration of underrepresented people, that symbols of Zionism will not be tolerated, even though the event organizers explicitly said they would allow Palestinian flags, according to the Washington Times. Last year, organizers at the Chicago Dyke March enforced a similar policy, ejecting anyone from the LGBT Pride event who openly expressed support for the Jewish state. Even though Israel is one of the most gay-friendly Middle Eastern countries, organizers issued the ban in support of intersectionality. Another made up fucking word. And out of concern for Zionism within their ranks, which they consider akin to oppression. Yael Horowitz, one of the event's organizers, told Washington Times that the D.C. ban was a protest against nations that have specific oppressive tendencies, and that the pride flag, the pride flag bearing a similarity to the American flag would be similarly unwelcome. If someone would show up with an American flag but with stripes as a rainbow, we would treat it the same way, Horowitz added. I think, you know what, honestly, I'm really getting tired of people thinking they're fucking cool. Like, oh, we hate America. Then get the fuck out. Go someplace where you're not as free. Go someplace where you could be a fucking piece of shit and not get your ass kicked in. I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Like, come on. Like, you know, and then like, you're cutting your own nose to spite your face. This is one of the best gay friendly countries in the world. You got the freedom to get married. You got the freedom to, like, walk around without getting your ass kicked, because in fact, if you do get your ass kicked for being gay, that's an extra charge. Someone could end up going to jail for life just for kicking your ass. Just by throwing down the extra hate crime charge. I swear, gay people are treated like a fucking endangered species. And then you turn around and you want to be discriminatory to other people? Like, you got balls, motherfuckers. You guys got fucking balls. Oh, my good. Oh, my good, good. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good, good. So anyways, to my article here, I'm going to read my article. The only thing that really pisses me off about the hashtag Pride Month is that the LGBTQ community has totally overshadowed the Puerto Rican Day Parade, thus Puerto Rican Pride. We are 62 years old and we still get marginalized by both sides of the aisle. The LGBTQ community has shoehorned themselves into everyone else's celebration of their identity to the point that they have just disregarded us Puerto Ricans. Fuck, their racist lobby is so strong we couldn't have a fucking parade without having a gay guy as our grand marshal. I mean, look, every pride parade, every type of heritage parade we have in this city, they always have to freaking, you know, insist that they have a gay contingent in every fucking parade. And if we, like, hey, no, we don't want that here. We don't want to represent the gays in this community. They're like, oh, my God, hey, get homophobia, take away their licensing, you know, they're that strong. And now the Puerto Rican, you know, like I say this joke on stage, you know, and I'm going to modify it to for the argument here. Like, June is Gay Pride Month, but back in the 90s, it used to be Puerto Rican Pride Month. I'm not trying to be homophobic, but I'm kind of pissed off that they stolen our thunder. You know, most people say I shouldn't be, it's not a big deal, but how's about we move Gay Pride to February? Let's see how people would like it then. Let's move it to any other month where a specific group is celebrating their heritage. We have real history, real struggle, and real pain just to get marginalized by some white people, because most gays are white, who want to force people to approve and celebrate the type of sex they like. Gay pride is a celebration of sex. That's really what it is. It's not a family oriented thing. I don't care what they say. It's about who you like to have sex with. Yeah, love is love. Love is love. It's more like who you like to fuck. Let's just be real about this. If that were the case, why? Like, seriously, if that were the case, why not have a float for men like me who like to fuck fat women? Made this meme. Pride is just for straight white cis women to dress like sluts. Prove me wrong. Anyways, back to the article here. Our 62-year-old parade gets overshadowed because a bunch of degenerates had a temper tantrum at a bar. Get the fuck out. I am not saying you can't have a day. I am saying don't marginalize ours. Stop injecting yourselves into everything we do. We do not have to like your lifestyle, only tolerate it. Now I'm just going to wait for people to, you know, bitch and complain. When I post this, just fucking amazing, fucking amazing. So, all right, it's just, you know, you marginalize us. It's you want to disrespect us. And now, look, I mean, I'm not trying to be homophobic. I don't want to be homophobic. I'm not afraid of gays at all. It's just they focus on their own victimhood, that they are discriminatory. They are racist towards other groups of people. Which, I'm sorry, two wrongs don't make a right. Or in this case, two wrongs make a white. I mean, most of these people are white. And they just choose to be gay. A lot of them just choose to be gay. I'm sorry. I don't think many of them are not naturally gay. They just make a choice because it's like, oh my goodness, we could get this victim status. We could get the victim privilege. And honestly, a lot of these gays, they just love their victimhood. So no matter how included they are in society, no matter how fucking, how many legal rights they gain, they're still going to act like they are victims, that they are under attack. Even though in many cities, the only time a gay guy ever gets fucked up is if they do something disrespectful to someone. It's not common to be like, oh, you see two guys kissing and they all got their asses kicked. No, it's more like they were like whistling, they were catcalling a dude and they disrespected the dude. And the dude, you know, hey, you know what? Men will fight another man if he disrespects them, and they're like, then they get their asses kicked and they cry about, oh, discrimination, hate crime. Like, no, you earned that ass whipping. And like, and the fact that they, in fact, that me saying like, no, you are a bunch of racists, you are the real racists, you are the real bigots, because you've taken our day away. It's become such a big, like, big businesses court them so hard that they focus all their attention, all their fucking advertising on them for an entire month. And they tell, basically they've told us Puerto Ricans to go fuck ourselves. And honestly, look, and we have a lot of real pride. We have survived two military rules. First Spain, now the United States. We have real culture. We have real accomplishments as a people. And we still survive. We still have our identity in spite of the shit we went through. We still honor our ancestors. We still honor our past. We honor our future. You try to destroy us. We stay around and we scream, yo soy boricua pa que tú lo sepas. We scream boricua to the top of our lungs. You cannot stomp us out. And we're not going to let some LGBTQ people who want to fucking feel important stomp us out. You are the real racist. I don't care if you want to call me a bigot, a fucking homophobe. No, you are a racist. If you can't at least fucking apologize for what you have done, for what you have done. It is disgusting what you have done. Go, live your life. Live however you want to live. I'm talking about the fact that you want to screw over other groups of people just so you can have your little fucking sex parade. Just so that way these fucking liberal skankosauruses could dress up like skank whores and dance in the streets. Love is love. Love is love. No. If that's not proof that this is a sex parade and not something innocent, I don't know what to tell you. You're encouraging, you are aiding and abetting pedophiles. The fact that you are allowing this drag children and allowing fucking parents to fucking screw over their young boys and force them to transition, saying, oh, you're a girl. Like being a boy, like masculine energy is an evil thing. You're part of the problem. I'm sorry. You are being used to destroy society. You are being used to destroy society. But hey, you don't give a fuck. Because all you care about is your own lusts. That's it. That's all you really care about is your own lust. Your own sex. That's all you fucking care about. And look, I'm not saying you can't have a day. But quit fucking trying to piss on our feet and say that it's raining. That's not what you're trying to do. You're homophobic. You're transphobic. Shut the fuck up. It's the fact that, I mean, look, I'm probably taking this a little personal because, look, I'm Puerto Rican. I am a proud Puerto Rican. Yo soy boricua para que tú lo sepas. Isla de Caribe. Isla de Caribe. Borinquen. That's preciosa. Preciosa by Mark Anthony. Look it up. The live version is better. But, I don't know what else to say about this. It's just, let me just finish it up by saying, look, identity is important. But the moment you start trying to marginalize, try to overshadow someone else's identity is when you're asking for war. And the more people that start realizing this, and I'm sorry, I'm gonna be the John the Baptist about this. I am going to be the person yelling in the wilderness. Yelling, sounding the alarm. We have a new enemy. We have a new group of people that want to see us disappear. They want to steal from us. And that is what the LGBTQ community is doing. They want to steal from us. They want to just minimize our identity. They want to sweep us aside. And I think it would be worse if they don't even realize that they're doing it. That means they just care all about themselves. No one really gives a fuck. Have a day. Have your parade. Go. Have fun fucking in the streets. Just don't include children. Don't include children. And stop trying to minimize other people. Because, look, you're just 2% of the fucking population, but 40% of the pedophiles. Me wonder why. Me thinks. Anyways, before I end the show, I'm going to play this next song. It's going to be another Section 8 Cartel song. Let's see. It's probably going to be Dreamcatcher. So, yeah. This is Section 8 Cartel with their song Dreamcatcher.
Kept me alive last night. It was your voice that I
That was Section 8 Cartel with their song Dreamcatcher. Really hope the guys come out with some new stuff. But anyways, that's all for today. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. Thank you for downloading. Please tell your friends and family about this. Also, if you guys want to help me out, I'm actually selling Straight Pride shirts. Just go to tinyurl.com/straight2019. Also, if you also want to help me out, you guys could shop on Amazon using my link at tinyurl.com/LouisB. That's tinyurl.com/LouisB. And that's my Amazon link. The prices stay the same. The same low price, everything. I just get credit for the sale. And yeah, as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show, Donk.